I called you up late last night just to find out you were doing all right. Now I'm sitting here in the cold and rain, wondering if we will ever be the same. But I know I will still get down on one knee and ask you to marry me. Right now you are leaving and I almost quit breathing. I know deep down we could work things out, but now I'm on my own and barely hanging on. I told you, and it is still true, I'm barely hanging on to the past or maybe the present. Either way, my future with you may have passed away, but someday we will both look back. One of us will realize their mistakes. By then it will be too late. That day when it comes, I hope that I am not just barely hanging on. I hope that I am holding on strong. Please come back every night, I pray, that you will walk up the gravel driveway. I just keep hoping, but until then, I have to just prepare to continue barely hanging on.
Relationships are getting harder. Let me tell you a story like this. Here you go. You ever date somebody and you just text it too much? Oh, can't be doing that. Can't be doing that. You text too much? Oh my. Great communication is now considered being needy. Oh my, can't be doing that. What in the world is that about? You text it too much. You text it too much. Here's the deal with relationships. Everyone is looking for chemistry. Well, let me take you to chemistry class for a moment. You need to be more like nitrogen and less like hydrogen. 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 You're trying to give your electron away. Boom. Got to give my electron away. Boom. Got to give my electron away. Oh, gave my electron away. Boom. There's some oxygen. Oh, let's bond to that. Boom. H2O. Boom. Got to give my electron away. Got to give my electron away. That's hydrogen. You need to be more like nitrogen. Here's the beautiful thing about nitrogen. Nitrogen is a triple bond, triple bonds to a cell. Nitrogen, triple bonds to a cell. And the only thing that can break up nitrogen is an electromagnetic discharge, otherwise known as lightning. And that's the beautiful thing about nitrogen. And that's what you need to be, more like nitrogen, less like hydrogen. Because if you're going to be like hydrogen, you're going to be like hydrogen. You're trying to give your electron away, trying to give your electron away, trying to give your electron away, trying to give your electron away. Oh, that's just going to be painful. Boom, and then boom. On the off chance that you find some oxygen, boom, you bond to that. You get H2O, now you've got water. Now you've got water. But you need to be more like nitrogen. That's right. Sometimes in life, we overanalyze things. You know, some people, they fall into groupthink. They say, well, Peter, what do you think we should do? Rhonda, what are your thoughts? Rhonda, tell me more. Right. What are your thoughts? What do you think we should do? Oh, that's a beautiful idea. We're going to make millions. Let's go forward with that idea. No, that's called groupthink. Huh. Do not do that. Do not do groupthink. Somebody needs to get paid a bunch of money to be in that room to disagree. And say, no, we do not need to do that. We do not need to do that. That is not the move. Do not do that. Do not do that. We are not doing that. You know, sometimes you get into situations and, I don't know, you get a little lonely. So you start to learn what voices you can do. You start to learn what voices you can do. For example, you've got the The force is strong with this one. Yes, it is. Ooh. Ooh. The force is strong with this one. Yes, it is. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I was in honors English. I was in honors English. You can call up Miss Norris and find out if I was in honors English. Preferably, you don't call her up. She probably won't like that. She probably won't like that. We'd have a lot of vocab tests and all the rest. You know, one time, the word was vexed. You know, you could argue that the vocab test made the students vexed. Yeah, we'd have these vocab tests. But one time we had to write a soap opera. So I wrote me a soap opera. We had to finish a book. She read a statement. She read a little bit of a book. I don't remember the title of the book. She read a little bit of the book. Then we had to go home and finish the book. Well, I used two students' names that were in class with me when I was looking for names for other characters in this book. And that did not go well. That did not go well. I get up there to read my section. She says, out. I was out in the hall now. Now I'm out in the hall. And, yeah, that assignment did not go well for me. That was not a good one for me. But, yeah, I was in honors English. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. And we do different things. We do different things in honors English. Yeah. Fast forward years later, I was in Sunday school. I was in Sunday school. And she was my substitute teacher. Miss Glenda was my substitute teacher. And she said I had calmed down a little. Calmed down. Well, yeah. Yeah, you have to calm down. You can't be hyper all your life. That's not going to work. Unless we're talking about the Hyperledger and blockchain, in which course you can be as hyper as you'd like. Because at that point, you have created a blockchain. And if you create a blockchain technology that's nascent, then you're going to meet the market. And the market is going to meet you. And it's going to be wonderful. So keep that in mind. Try to save your hyper time, hyperness for the Hyperledger and blockchain. That's important. That's important. You ever try to invent something? You ever try to invent something? Oh, let me tell you. Inventing something novel. New. What a task. But you know, if you hit and you get a patent, you got 20 years to monetize. You got a home run. You got a home run and then some. Let me tell you, if you get a patent and you hit a home run, the force is strong with this one. Yes, it is. Ooh. Protection. Woo. Yeah, legal protection. Ooh, protection legal? Yes, it is. Ooh, 20 years. You know, I've got a poem out there that's copyrighted. Most people don't know this, but I've got a poem out there that's copyrighted. So at one point, I was prenatal biology. Things didn't go well, and things weren't going well, and well, at some point in my college career, I write a poem. A simple rose is in this vase. A simple rose you can replace. But you're not simple. No, you're not. You are complex, and I like you a lot. Well, that's copyrighted. I have that copyrighted. And here's the great thing about that. I put it on a card, printed it out on a textured piece of paper that was made for folding and making your own homemade card. I take it to a florist and I try to sell it. The idea to them, I thought it'd be a great Valentine's gift. Pair that with a vase and a rose and you've got something. Well, I'm telling you. Relationships may be hard, but I've got ideas. I've got dating ideas. I've got different ideas. But I've got a copyrighted card. How about that? That's what I'm talking about. Sometimes in life, you're a little ahead. You're a little ahead of the game. You're playing chess, and everyone else is playing a social game called checkers. You should learn that social game of checkers. While they're saying king me, you're looking at your board saying, I already have a king. And I'm trying to protect him. I've got my eight pawns. We got 64 squares. We can move certain pieces in only in certain directions. I've got a queen. It's worth 9 points. I'm feeling good about that. I was playing Uncle Billy one time at a Thanksgiving thing, and I was playing Uncle. We'd play chess, pretty common, and we get up in there, and I just know, every November I was going to Thanksgiving, hoping that I would figure out a way to beat Uncle Billy, but never did beat Uncle Billy. But here's a good story on that. We're playing a game of chess. Queen's worth 9 points. Pawns are worth one. Rook's worth five. Bishop's worth three. Knight's worth three. So they all have this point system. And so, queen's worth nine. And of course, the king, you can't take that one off the board. So it's not worth anything, but you try to protect the king. So we get up in there and we set up the board and we play our game. And at one point, he sacrifices his queen, which is worth nine. For some reason, I remember this. I get his queen. Next thing I know, I'm checkmated. So here's the lesson on that. Watch out for that maneuver. Sometimes they may sacrifice the queen because they've got other ideas. They're gonna move forward and checkmate you. And so I got checkmated. Uncle was very smart, very smart. So remember that. There's a point system, but don't anchor to the point system overall. You can give up your queen if you get your knights in position and your bishops and all the rest, you're gonna be all right. Checkmate for you. Oh.
Teardrops, she left me here alone. Now I am all on my own. Oh, whoa, 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 teardrops, now all I have is you, my precious teardrops. What can I do? Teardrops of mine, do na 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 na. What do you say? I know I don't give you long to speak, because I wash you away. You stream out of my eyes, sadness, shock, and surprise. Oh, teardrops of mine. One day we were getting along so fine. My teardrops are just lost the one. It used to give me a whirl out on the dance floor of life. Since she's gone, I have nothing but strife. Oh, my teardrops, teardrops of mine.